Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed pride that Charaidev Moidam of Assam is being included in the UNESCO World Heritage Sites. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani this morning, the Prime Minister highlighted that it will be the 43rd site of India in the list and the first cultural world heritage site from the northeast. Elaborating on why it is such an important place, Mr. Modi said, Charaidev was the first capital of the Ahom dynasty. The people of the Ahom dynasty traditionally kept the mortal remains of their ancestors and their valuables in the Moidam. The Prime Minister added that the Moidam is a symbol of reverence for the departed kings and dignitaries of the Ahom Empire.
Kya aapne Charaidev Maidam ka naam suna hai? Agar nahi suna, tab aap ye naam baar baar sunenge aur bade utsah se dusron ko batayenge. Assam ke Charaidev Maidam ko UNESCO World Heritage Site mein shamil kiya ja raha hai. Is list mein ye Bharat ki 43rd, lekin North East ki pehli site hogi.
Mr. Modi noted that a country can progress only by taking pride in her culture. Highlighting the efforts being made in India in this regard, he mentioned Project Pari, which stands for Public Art of India. The Prime Minister observed that Project Pari is becoming a great medium to bring emerging artists on one platform to popularize public art. Speaking about the handloom industry, Mr. Modi lauded 250 women of the Rohtak district of Haryana for joining the Unnati self-help group and spreading the magic of colors on clothes. The women joined the self-help group and received training in block printing and dyeing. Mr. Modi stated that many people who never used khadi products before are today wearing khadi with great pride. He said the turnover of khadi village industry has crossed 1.5 lakh crore rupees for the first time, which is an increase of 400%. The Prime Minister said Paris Olympics are the flavor of the season in the whole world right now. He said the Olympics give Indian players a chance to hoist the tricolor on the world stage. He asked people to encourage the players and cheer for Bharat. Touching upon the challenge of drug menace, the Prime Minister said, every family is worried that their child might get caught in the grip of drugs. He informed that the government has taken a special initiative called Manas, which is a step in the fight against drug abuse. The helpline and portal of Manas were launched recently and a toll-free number 1933 has been issued. The International Tiger Day will be celebrated across the world tomorrow. The Prime Minister said, tigers have been an integral part of the Indian culture and people in the villages around forests know how to live in harmony with the tiger. The Prime Minister also asked the listeners to participate in the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign with 15th August approaching. A two-day meeting of the Chief Ministers and Deputy Chief Ministers of the BJP-ruled states is underway at the BJP headquarters in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP Chief J.P. Nadda, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah and other senior BJP leaders are attending the meeting that began yesterday. Mr. Modi will hold deliberations with the Chief Ministers and the Deputy Chief Ministers today over a host of issues. In Delhi, three students were killed after the basement of a coaching institute in Old Rajendra Nagar got flooded due to heavy rainfall yesterday. Police said some students trapped inside the basement have been rescued and three of them have been admitted in hospital. Police have registered a criminal case and detained two persons in this connection so far. The Delhi government has ordered a magisterial inquiry into the incident. Steel production in India, driven by a robust demand for government infrastructure projects, is projected to surpass 300 million tons by 2030. Addressing the Bharat Chamber of Commerce in New Delhi, Steel Secretary Nagendra Nath Sinha said the current steel demand remains strong with infrastructure push from the government and is expected a growth of about 10%. In the Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, defending champions India will face host Sri Lanka in the final match of the tournament at the Rangiri Dambulla International Stadium this afternoon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.